Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is Bimbo News with your hosts, Allie Siegel, Melissa Stecky.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll cover everything from viral news stories to pop culture to things that we watched on TV during the week. And happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, we are recording this on Christmas Eve. Waiting for Santa Claus to arrive tonight and come give us presents for the morning.
My chimney, break into my house and leave us presents.
Yeah, so chimneys aren't really like a thing anymore. So how is Santa getting in these days?
You know, I think they need to like change that story because no one really has chimneys. We have a fireplace, but it's like, I don't know where it goes.
They got to amend this story. Like Santa's crawling through the front door or, you know.
The doggy door.
Yeah, doggy door.
Or a window. Yeah, it's got to be like a window or like you got to leave cookies by the like back door or something.
Yeah,
he's got like a ring of keys. He's got janitor keys.
Yeah, he's got janitor keys. Yeah.
And then, like an actual burglar comes and the kids are like, Santa's here. No.
He's got sort of deal with like Ring and Nest cams where they just let him right in. Yeah, let us know what the new story for Santa should be.
Yeah.
We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, subscribe and download our episodes. And call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you'd like to be on our mailbag episodes. The number is
626-63-4-2069. Nice.
Melissa, who are our patrons this week?
We have Kelsey, Ashley B, which I assume is Ashley Biden.
Ooh.
Robin, the singer Robin.
Yes.
Natalie S.
S. Imbruglia.
Imbruglia, that's what I was going to say. Allison B, spelled like you with one L.
Yeah, that's crazy. Not a lot of Allison spelled like that.
Allison B, cool.
Yeah.
And Regina.
Regina George.
Regina Spector.
Regina Spector.
Welcome.
Welcome to the team, guys. Also, I just want to let you guys know, if you are into parade underwear or want to buy parade underwear, restock your underwear collection for the new year, if you use the code ALLIEBABY90, you'll get 20 to 30% off.
I bought 4 items. Ooh. I bought a couple bras and a couple underwears And I got, I think it was 30% off.
Yeah, it changed. It was a lot off. 20, sometimes it's 30. Yeah, so if you want some underwear, use that code.
I only wear parade bras now because they're like sports. But this is not an ad, by the way. Well, it honestly, sort of
yeah, it is not. Yeah, it's not. It's not an ad. It's not sponsored. But I'm like a friend of parade.
But like the sports bra type of bra, or like they're in between like a sports bra. I don't know. It's all I wear though.
Yeah, their underwear is like super, super comfortable. Yeah. And their full ass underwear is really good to sleep in. Yes. So use that code if you want to buy some panties or bras.
Panties.
So panties. Let's get into the news for this week. Fun. Well, I don't know if it was all fun, but yeah, it was not all fun. This first thing's kind of fun, though. Melissa, why don't you take this one?
So Z-Way, famous yes. for interviewing people on Instagram, and she had her own show for a season
on
or two.
Showtime, yeah, I think so.
And she interviewed George Santos.
Yeah.
And did you watch it?
I watched clips. I watched the clips that people
I watched the
on
clips
Twitter.
Too.
Yeah.
I watched the best of clips.
And I know people are like, she shouldn't have interviewed him or given him, but I was like, I like this guy, sorry.
you're not supposed to give a platform to these people, but like, look at Trump. I mean, it was entertaining. He's funny.
I think he's he obviously should not be a politician.
He said some things that were like interesting, because Z-Way asked if everyone in Congress is like a cheater, a liar, and a scam. Yeah. And he was like, oh yeah, yeah. He's like, if everyone was looked at like I am, there'd be no one in Congress.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm there to like out everyone. Like he said,
yeah,
that
he called
was his...
out some people who.
Yeah.
I thought, listen, he shouldn't be a politician, but if he had no. started on reality TV, I'd be like, this guy's great.
He's making apparently so much money on Cameo.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But he, I don't know. She asked him who certain people were, like famous politicians and activists. He had no idea. He didn't know who Harvey Milk was. Did you
which
see that?
Which is insane. Yeah, which is crazy.
How do you not know that? He's gay.
As a gay man, how do you
the
not know who Harvey Milk
gay
is?
Gay political.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Openly gay man.
Yeah.
Famous. Like, there's so many documentaries, so many movies.
There's a movie. So,
yes. That was. And then I loved his answer to Marsha P. Johnson. Was like, I love her work. Next question. Z-Way's like, why? And he's like, I think she's great. Z-Way's like, why? And he's like, next question. Like, you don't
it's
know that
like,
she's like an actor, like a gay activist.
It's
he doesn't
like
know,
in Clueless when yeah. She's like, Billie Holiday, I love her or something when yeah. she's in the car. Yeah, he's ridiculous.
But then the end of it.
He rapped Cardi B.
Oh my God, he did. Or was it Nicki?
Or was Nicki? Yeah, it was Nicki Minaj. That's who it was. Yeah.
And she, at the end, or she's like, how do we get you to go away? And he's like, stop interviewing me. Stop giving people like me a platform. And she's yeah. like, what did she say to that?
Well, she's like, okay, so, you know, stop hiring you. She's like, and he's like, but you can't because you need
you
the
need
content.
The content.
Yeah, you kind of like dissed her.
It was like, touche, George Santos, touche. Yeah.
I mean, I think that if he had just been a contestant on RuPaul's Drag Race, we would all be loving him.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he was a politician who fucked people over. But
yeah,
I'm
like a Republican.
Know.
I don't know. She asked him like if he's into, what was it, like sculpture or radius? And
oh
he was
God,
like,
really?
Neither Juvederm XC or something.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? Some sort of like skincare line. He's like, Estee Lauder. Gotta make the Republican donors happy. Like, ugh.
He tweeted the funniest thing. That was so weird. This whole thing about Carvana.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Okay. So I've seen commercials for Carvana and I don't really understand what it is. But I guess it's a website where you can buy cars. And
yeah,
he tweeted, where is it?
Is it like, where's the one where you trade in your car?
Yeah, I think it's one of those kinds of websites. And he tweeted like, PSA for anyone who's considering it, never buy a car with Carvana. I'll be sharing the nightmare I just underwent with their BS. Support local dealers in your community and ditch the scam that these people are. I love like a scam artist calling out a scam.
Yes. Like oh,
bitch, please.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Carvana is an absolute nightmare, and when I'm done posting the insanity I went through, you'll all see the reason I say this with absolute confidence. What could have happened in buying a car that got so crazy for you?
Yeah, what could have happened? They said it was one price, and it's a different price.
Another? Like, what happened?
I don't understand.
With him trying to buy a car on Carvana that went nuts. But I'll tell you, I've never been interested in Carvana until that tweet. So
I didn't know. I've heard of it, but I didn't know. I guess it's like an auto trader. It's just like an online thing, right?
That was like the best. Hold on.
Advertisement. Carvana,
yeah, used cars online.
Oh, yeah. It's just like auto trader, I guess.
Yeah. So I would love to know what happened. But
yeah, I can't wait.
That was like one of the best advertisements for Carvana because I was never really interested in Carvana until he tweeted about it.
And they're
now
scamming.
I'm like all about Carvana.
The scammer?
Yeah, which I bet they're not. Like they probably
no. There's no was, way.
You know he's like just such a diva that they probably just didn't have the color he wanted, and now they're freaking out.
It's like when people tweet about like tweet at airlines like my flight's 2 hours late. How dare you? Like no one cares. All our flights are late all the time. It's not going to do anything.
It's crazy. Wow, more entertainment news. I didn't know about this next one.
Yeah, Tom Cruise has a girlfriend that he's been dating for a while.
Oh, Scientology gave him a new GF?
I don't know if she's a Scientologist. She's Russian. She's a Russian socialite. And her name is Elsina Kairova. She used to be married to like a Russian diplomat.
Wait, she was in the movie.
She was?
Yeah, she's the girl
an actress?
From the movie. She's the lead from, I mean, if this is the right photo, it looks like she's the lead from the last Mission Impossible.
Oh, no. See, the picture is Hayley Atwell.
Oh, okay.
She was the lead.
Okay.
This is a girl named Elsina Kairova.
They need to switch that photo on Google.
I know. She was married to a super rich Russian guy, a Russian MP. She has a kid. She's 36. I thought she would be younger, honestly.
I know.
Because Tom is 61. But yeah, interesting. I looked at her Instagram.
That's surprising to me. Okay, let's see.
Elsina? I know. It's interesting.
Elsina Kairova.
Kairova. Her Instagram is Elsina_K. Her Instagram says, just Elsina with love from me to me with a heart.
Oh, boy.
It's just her in, you know, taking, she's a model or a former model.
I mean, she's going to have to convert to Scientology. I feel like that's the whole.
Maybe she already is.
Yeah, I'm Googling. I'm trying to figure out. It doesn't say anything about her being a Scientologist.
Yeah, I don't think
right
so.
Right now. But I mean, there's some YouTubes recruiting Elsa into Scientology sparks global.
What?
Tom Cruise, shocking move, recruiting Elsa whatever into Scientology sparks global debate. I don't think there's anything legitimate about this, but we'll see what happens. I'm interested because I just don't know if
she's the daughter of a Putin ally, an ex-wife of oligarch. Damn, Tom's trying to get in with the Russians.
Yeah, that scares me kind of. I'm like, okay, yeah. What is Scientology planning?
Uh-oh, yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, that scares me a little bit. All right. Well, other Tinseltown news. The Scream director quit.
Really?
Yeah. He says the Scream 7 director says dream job turned into a nightmare. And so the one girl got fired.
Melissa Barrera.
Yeah. For talking openly about Palestine.
And then Jenna Ortega quit.
Yeah, because she had, I guess, a conflict with Let's see. So it says, Scream 7 loses director Christopher Landon, a dream job that turned into a nightmare. This is from the Hollywood Reporter. He's no longer answering the Scream 7 call. The director has dropped out of the feature. I guess now is a good time as any to announce I formally exited Scream 7 weeks ago. This will disappoint some and delight others. It was a dream job that turned into a nightmare, and my heart did break for everyone involved, everyone, but it's time to move on. I have nothing more to add to the conversation other than I hope Wes's legacy thrives and lifts above the din of a divided world.
Jeez.
So this is clearly more about, you know, the Israel Palestine. Yeah. What he and Kevin created is something amazing, and I was honored to have even the briefest moment basking in their glow.
Did he direct any of the other Screams?
No, he directed Happy Death Day and Freaky.
I liked Happy Death Day.
Yeah.
I watched it on an airplane. It's a good airplane movie.
It is a good airplane movie. Yeah. So,
man,
interesting. I don't know what's going to, I heard that they're just like going to revitalize it now, that they're just going to start anew.
Well, yeah. Their two stars are not in it.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do?
Yeah. You can't continue from the old film that they're just going to have to like rewrite.
I feel like those movies were, I saw the first three and then I don't think I watched any of the in-betweens, but I saw this most recent one.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Yeah, I've watched all of them. They're all fun. Like, I love the franchise, but I feel like with all of this, it might just be time to cap it off unless you can find
a really great
storyline.
But you got to give her so much money.
Well, she refused to do the last movie because they wouldn't give her more money. You know, they lowballed her. So I doubt she would
crazy.
Come back. Right. Insane. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, I'm not going to say who they killed. But
they killed off a lot of main characters.
They did. Yeah.
Yeah. I read that they're just going to try to do a whole new story, whole new cast of characters, etc. But I don't know
that's just a whole other movie.
Yeah. That's a whole other movie.
Call it something else.
A different horror movie. Sad news. So Aaron Carter had passed away, and now his sister, Bobby Jean Carter, passed away as well at the age of 41, 1 year after the death of Aaron Carter at the age of 34.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So,
Bobby is Aaron Carter's twin.
Yeah. Well, no, that can't be.
To my older sister, Bobby, Angel, who was Aaron Carter's twin, began the caption.
Maybe they meant twin emotionally.
Oh no, this is Bobby's. Wait, what? This is confusing.
Because if he died 1 year ago at age 34 and she is 41, that wouldn't make sense.
Oh, but Nick Carter is still alive?
Yes.
There's so many Carters.
Yeah.
Wait, so
Leslie Carter passed away. There's
2012.
All of his siblings have passed away. Leslie Carter died in 2012, the age of 25. Aaron Carter died in 2022 at the age of 34. And now Bobby Jean Carter has passed.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Yeah, there's a lot of drugs and alcoholism in that family, unfortunately. In the past, she was charged with retail theft and possession of a controlled substance.
Oh, she had something that tested positive for fentanyl.
Yeah, so really,
yikes.
Really sad.
Jeez.
Yeah, I hope this family like finds peace, but it really shows, you know, it's a
man.
Addiction is a family disease, and I hope that if you're suffering, you get the treatment that you deserve. But scary stuff. A little bit lighter. Cardi B has been sued for missing rent payments and causing significant property damage to her vacation home.
I saw this. Cardi,
which is
what
crazy.
Are you doing?
Yeah, Cardi.
Oh, Cardi and Offset.
Yeah. But I don't acknowledge Offset because of his cheating on Cardi B. I only acknowledge Cardi
right.
B. Did you hear? Okay, by the way, I forgot to include this. All this stuff about Simone Biles' husband and what, like, this shit he's saying about her?
No, I saw that. was like trending on the news, and I was going to click on it, and I did something else. What happened with it?
Oh my God. So, okay. Everyone knows who Simone Biles is, like yes. the incredible gymnast.
She's married to this football player.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I have never known who she's married to. I have no clue.
I remember she posted an Instagram story like a month ago because they're building a house. And she was like, she posted pictures of inside the house and was like complaining. She's like, we've waited months for this and everything is wrong and or something. And everyone's like, what's wrong? And she it was very cryptic.
Oh, well, her husband like was being interviewed and basically said, you know, like, I'm the catch in this relationship. Like, Simone is lucky to have me. You know, like, she slid into my DMs and I didn't even really answer, like, want to answer, but then I did. And, you know, I'm the catch and people know who I am and blah, blah. And everyone's like, fuck you. No one knows who you are. Simone Biles is one of the greatest athletes
of all time
in the world. Yeah. Of all time.
And how does he not know? He's like, I didn't know who she was at the time. But the first thing I saw was that she just had a bunch of Instagram followers. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, she's got to be good. How do you not know who Simone Biles is? As an athlete yourself?
He's just belittling her. He's just a loser who's like belittling her.
Do you not watch the Olympics? Do you not watch the news?
He's clearly so insecure about the fact that his wife is a better athlete than her that he's just trying to belittle her on a public level.
Why?
And not to bring up Taylor Swift again. But the way that Travis Kelce talks about Taylor Swift versus the way
right.
that he talks about Simone Biles is gross.
Okay.
Like if Martin Edwards. Was like, Melissa's lucky to have me. I'm the catch in the relationship.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
Look, he's right. not
Well,
wrong.
You know, actually. But yeah, it's just, God, I want to punch him in the face. But anyways, Cardi B. I don't know. She just trashed this house or something. According to court documents obtained by TMZ, the former couple started living in the Beverly Hills home in 2022, but left the premises in October of this year without giving a notice to the landlord. That's crazy. The landlord stated that Cardi B and Offset were behind on rent and utility payments and left significant property damage, which included permanent scratches on the tile floors, rugs, curtains, broken furniture, and more, up to $85,000
burn marks on things.
That's crazy. I wonder, like, maybe she thought her assistant was gonna give the notice or fix the stuff when she was leaving or whatever, and then it just
right because why would you do that as
it
like a celebrity?
I feel
weird.
Like something in the chain of command got
something,
lost in translation.
Yeah.
Because, listen, I don't know Cardi B, but I like her from the outside. And I
yes.
feel like she wouldn't just do that.
That doesn't seem like something she would do. She seems like a more respectable human being.
It doesn't seem like something our friend Cardi B would do. So
no,
justice for Cardi. And in the spirit of the holidays, this is in true Home Alone style. This is actually my worst nightmare. Spirit Airlines put an unaccompanied child on the wrong plane.
No.
I was terrified to fly alone until I was like literally an adult because.
Did you ever fly alone?
No, not until I like went to college, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I was afraid of this happening. So Fort Myers, Florida, identified the child as a 6-year-old first-time flyer who was supposed to visit his grandmother.
Oh, no.
The child was supposed to fly from Philadelphia International to Southwest Florida International in Fort Myers, but he incorrectly boarded on a flight to Orlando, according to the airline. So at least he was still in Florida.
Right.
But I imagine showing up and being like, oh my God, I'm 6 years old. That's so scary.
And how, I mean, he obviously had a seat. There was probably somebody that had the same seat number as him. How do you're supposed to scan the ticket to get, how'd they mess that up?
Because I'm sure when you're young and you're unaccompanied, you have someone who just puts you on the flight. Like, you can hire someone who just
takes
you.
They got to scan a ticket. There's got to be some sort of ticket.
They probably didn't. Yeah, like, they probably just walked him in or something crazy.
Oh, my God.
I hope they sue and sue for emotional damages or emotional distress and then get this kid a college fund because that's
fucking... Yeah, the grandmother was like, I ran inside the plane to the flight attendant and I asked her, where's my grandson? He was handed over to you in Philadelphia, and she said, "No, there's no kids on this flight." I would lose my mind. I would scream. I would cause a scene.
Oh my God, are you kidding? This is the plot of a movie. There was like literally a movie about this. What was it? Hostage?
Yeah, the grandma's like, "How did this happen? How did she get on the wrong plane? How did he go like? Where? That's crazy."
Daughter is missing on plane. Hold on. I got a
daughter missing on plane.
Flight plan. Did you ever watch this movie? It's with Jodie Foster. A bereaved woman and her daughter are flying home from Berlin to America. At 30,000 feet, the child vanishes and nobody will admit she was ever on the plane.
Oh, I don't think I've seen
this. It's really old.
I've heard of it. 2005.
Yeah, I love that. That's why it's really old. It's from 2005.
It's so old.
Yeah.
No,
it was really good.
I've heard of this. Oh,
yeah. I can't remember what happened. But yeah, it's like, where's the kid?
Was it in her head the whole time?
Was it? Yeah. Is she crazy? But God, I would lose my mind.
No.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, speaking of airlines, there were 700 Airbus employees got sick after eating a Christmas dinner.
What?
It's in France. It was a gourmet Christmas dinner for 2,600 workers at aerospace group Airbus Atlantic. And the health authorities have launched an investigation. There was a mass outbreak of gastroenteritis.
A lot of pooping.
They were eating foie gras, scallops, lobster, hazelnut, chocolate mousse.
I mean, that sounds good, except for the part that they all got sick.
They were vomiting, they had diarrhea. Most fell ill within 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah,
that's like an E. coli salmonella thing.
Yeah, or like not the right temperature or something. Or maybe it's like a Typhoid Mary sitch.
Oof, I don't lobster know. And
oh, God, that gras. Is bad. That is really bad. That's disgusting.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. True Crime Corner. Gypsy Rose is being released December 28th. Excuse me. Yeah, it's this Gypsy week. Rose, right?
Yes.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
8 years of her 10-year sentence.
Yeah, and her first order of business is wanting to meet Taylor Swift, which I get. So she bought tickets to the Chiefs game in hopes that Taylor Swift
she
will
did.
Be there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she got tickets to the New Year's Eve Chiefs game in hopes that Taylor Swift will be there and that she could meet Taylor Swift.
Oh, well, no, I mean, no.
I would love a picture of Gypsy Rose Blanchard and Taylor Swift together.
It's crazy that she got 10 years in prison for
I know. And her murder. Mom was just...
But I mean, how old was she when she...
I think she's in her 20s.
Killed her
Maybe
mom.
Maybe she's like 18. She had to have been an adult. She went to jail.
Yeah, she was 20. Oh, she was 23. Yeah, in her 20s.
Yeah, but she like probably thought she was 11. Like her mom
right.
did all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's horrible is that like murder is murder, but it was almost kind of justified.
I mean,
you know?
Her mom was pretty much killing her.
Yeah. Did we ever do an episode on her?
You know, I don't know
if we did. We should
I
do
don't
an episode.
I
don't think we did. We've done so many, but we should do an episode on her just so to
yeah,
celebrate
what a
her
crazy
to celebrate
crazy
her freedom.
Documentary.
Yeah. I mean, I don't condone murder, clearly.
No,
but
like
it's almost like she was backed into a corner. She had no choice.
Yeah.
So
like her
mom
was giving her like injecting her with
yeah she was like
things
paralysis yeah. and stuff excuse me so I kind of want to buy tickets to that Chiefs game so that I can meet Gypsy Rose so
three,
the biggest
she gets
celebrity
out on December 28th and the 31st yeah. she's going to the I wonder where her tickets are
first order of business
I mean Taylor's in the suite the family suite.
But maybe Gypsy will hold. I mean, this is how Taylor met Travis is just by viral
right.
sensations. So maybe this is how maybe we can get Gypsy up to the suite.
Gypsy said she mainly uses the commissary money her father sends to buy every Taylor Swift album.
Sweetheart. My love. We gotta get Gypsy to the suite.
Gypsy.
Can we start the hashtag get Gypsy to
get Gypsy
the suite?
To the suite.
Gypsy meet hashtag Gypsy meet Taylor. That's so cute.
God.
Well, I don't know if it's cute, but Taylor, I think you're safe with Gypsy. You should really meet her. Anyways, this is kind of crazy. You know, it's about there was a thing where it's like this woman, her sister disappeared, or it was either her sister or daughter. So she went to a podcast to try to get the mystery solved. And then the podcast ended up turning on her and like saying that she was the murderer. And it was like this whole thing.
What? Is it this article you linked? Her daughter disappeared. That's when the true crime nightmare began. Why did the internet try to turn a simple tragedy into salacious mystery?
I thought, but then I couldn't find in the article. It was like so long, I couldn't find.
Wow.
I didn't read the article beforehand. I'll look into it more, and then next time we'll get into it in more depth. But
yeah.
It's kind of about how like social media sleuths can really ruin the life of people.
Like twisted
from
the facts.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's scary.
Dang, I gotta read
yeah.
that.
Yeah, we'll get into it next time. Food finds. The other day I was in the bath and I was feeling tired. And so I Googled Panera lemonade.
Uh-oh. You're like, can they DoorDash me a Panera lemonade?
Yeah. I was like, how much caffeine really is in it? And is it really that bad for you? Also, it's like the sugar content as well. There's like 60 grams of sugar in the Panera. God. It's just the combination is so bad. But anyways, I found a Reddit thread from 2021. I didn't realize that it was out for that long. Like, it's been on the scene for a really long time. But I think in the past, the it wasn't out, like, for you to get it yourself. Like, it was behind the counter. So
you can get it it's like a thing where you just, like, a fountain drink?
Yeah, I think now it's a fountain drink. Before, I think, like, in 2021, you would order it and the people at Panera would, like, give it to you.
So you can just get as many refills as you want?
I think so.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but the people in 2021, it was like a thread of employees being like, I drink the Panera lemonade to, like, get through the day. But they said they mix it with like tea or the regular lemonade, so it's not as strong, or they'll take it as shots.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like not like alcohol shots, but they'll take it throughout the day as little like energy drink shots.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was really funny to see something from before it went viral. Just
from the before times.
Yeah, and they were like, this one girl drank it throughout the day and she forgot to eat because the caffeine like made her not hungry. And then she barfed at the end of the day from drinking so much.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So this has been on the scene for a while, just wrecking havoc.
Jeez.
Yeah. Wild.
Crazy that they still are selling it. I mean, they're probably making so much money from it.
Well, I think if they stop selling it, then that will be like admitting liability and that will be bad for. So I think that they'd have to wait a little bit to
take it off the shelves.
I know. Well, speaking of liability and being sued, I've already said this, but I've been watching The Good Wife like nonstop.
Yeah.
I'm literally almost done.
How many seasons are there?
7. And I've literally almost watched 7 seasons in like 2 weeks.
Wait, are they 22 episode seasons?
No, I don't think so. I can't remember how much. I mean, they're long seasons, but I just have it on like all day long while I'm just doing shit around the house. And
I heard it's great.
It's really, really good. It's kind of like if ER, Grey's Anatomy, was about lawyers. It's just it's just like easy, fun background stuff.
But you got to do The Good Fight next.
Yeah. So there's a spinoff with Christine Baranski called
The
Good Fight.
Good.
Oh, you've watched The Good Fight?
Yes. The Good Fight was like the first, there's so many seasons. The first like 2 or 3 seasons are like, this is my favorite TV shows
Shut
of
up.
Like the past few years. It's
really?
So, and they do, some of the stuff is based on like current events a little or like stuff happening. So it might be a little dated, but I mean, their takes on things are like so unique and it's really good.
It's such a good show. Yeah. This season, like Hillary's running on The Good Wife.
Oh,
it's like Hillary and
Bernie
Sanders. Yeah. It's like, it's crazy.
And what's her face? Elizabeth. She shows up in The Good Fight. She's not a main character in The Good Fight, but she shows up. Because Martin's she's from The Good Wife. I was like, I haven't seen it.
So our friend Patrick just told me, because he was the one who recommended The Good Wife to me. They're doing a spinoff, I guess, about Elsbeth, who's my favorite character.
She's great.
Yeah, it's Carrie Preston, who you might know from True Blood. She's like the redhead. And she plays like a scatterbrained kind of like ADHD lawyer.
Yeah, like at first when she came up in The Good Fight, I was like, who is this? I didn't really know her as an actor. I was like, who is this? Why is she so weird? Then I was like, she's so good. Like, I just loved her. She's
you
so
like
weird.
You think she's like so manic and has like ADHD and you think she must be the worst lawyer, but she's like actually an incredible lawyer.
Yeah.
And I guess and she's so funny. They're doing a spinoff of her. So I'm really excited about
that. That's exciting.
But
there's this actress, her name's Kush Jumbo. Do you know who that is?
No.
She's in The Good Fight. But she's this like British actress her name's Kush Jumbo.
Ooh.
She's got a cool name, but she's really good. She stars in The Good Fight, and I'm obsessed with her. She's amazing.
Well, I'll be starting The Good Fight soon because I am plowing through The Good Wife.
Plowing through it.
And now I think I should be a lawyer. movies. You've watched a ton of movies. What have you watched?
Okay, so I watched the documentary Last Stop in Larima.
What is that
Remember
about?
We did an episode about that small Australian town that had 11 people.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And that one person died.
Yes, and that guy missing. Called in to recommend the doc.
Yes. I watched it. It's so good. Because, I mean, I already kind of knew the story because we did an episode about it. But it's got, like, I don't want to give spoilers. It's got a Robert Durst-ish type of ending.
Fun. Oh, that's fun.
Sort of, in a way.
Where can you find it?
One of the main ones.
Oh, okay. So it's not, you don't have to like torrent it.
No, I think it's on Max.
Okay.
Or I think it's on Amazon Prime too. And then I watched Zone of Interest.
Which one is that?
Zone of Interest is about this family that... the dad in the family is like one of the top commanders of commandment or whatever of the Holocaust in Auschwitz, and they live in a house next to Auschwitz because he's one of the top guys, and like the families are like kids are running around, and it's and it's about, I mean, it's dark, and it's kind of like a play. It's just about like this family living their life, but like the entire time, like the background and the music, like
how scary. Yeah.
You hear like, you see the ash and you hear just like the noise of like machinery and just like them casually talking about like, okay, well, we have to get this, you know, these ovens burned, blah, 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 parcels at the city. Like it's a crazy it's an
That's
interesting
horrible.
Way to do like they don't show anything but you hear it, and it's an interesting way to do like
it's
a Holocaust
scarier.
And it's
I can't imagine.
It's really good. I mean, it's so it's intense, but it's like one of the best movies of the year, like nominated for an Oscar, but it's good. But it's dark.
Yeah, for sure. Clearly, yeah.
And then on a lighter note, I watched Dream Scenario.
What is that?
Have you heard of this? It's a Nicolas Cage movie.
Oh, I'm watching that tonight.
It's where
he
keeps showing up in people's dreams. And then everyone, he goes viral for like, he's just in people's dreams. And it's like peak Nick Cage weirdness.
Yeah, did you
I liked it a lot.
Okay, yeah, I'm watching it tonight. It's on, I saw it on Amazon Prime.
Who is it, the same director, or it was produced by Ari Aster, who did Midsommar, like Bo's. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. It has very
it kind
Ari
of looks
Aster.
Like being John Malkovich.
Yes, that's yes.
Yeah, that's like the
similar
vibe
it gives off. But there's a part in it that is so awkward. I like couldn't watch. I was like, no, no,
no. I'm such a Nick Cage head.
Oh my God. He's amazing. He's so weird. He just does the weirdest things, like weird choices that he makes for these characters. You're like, why are you doing that? It's so weird.
Yeah. I love when he has the opportunity to do a good movie because he is in so many like D-list weird movies. I think he just says yes to everything.
He does.
For the money. But I like when he has the opportunity to do something.
But also he, in every movie, I read like an article about him. A friend of mine directed a movie with him and Elijah Wood.
Oh, wow.
And it was like a low budget, whatever. No one really saw the movie, but he's like, he puts in like 110% effort in everything he does. Like he is not lazy. Like he goes for it.
It's a cool
dude. He's a great worker. Yeah.
Yeah. He's an interesting guy. Yeah. You're still on your book mission.
Okay. So I recommended Goodreads, the app. And then a lot of people were like, no, you need to be on Storygraph.
Oh, what's that?
Because Goodreads is owned by Amazon, and StoryGraph is, it's a similar like a social kind of network platform to talk about your books and I sign up for StoryGraph.
Do you like it better?
It's very similar, but it's more I don't know. It's different, but you keep track of all, and you can import all of your Goodreads to StoryGraph. So you don't have to start all over.
Ooh, that's good.
But yeah, so I'm on StoryGraph. It's my name, Melissa Stetton is my username, and I followed a couple people on Patreon. But I started reading a new book. It's called Crying in H Mart.
Oh, I love H Mart.
Yeah, and it's by the singer from Japanese Breakfast.
Oh, cool.
Her name is Michelle Zauner.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's really, really good. It's it's a memoir, and I've randomly listened to Japanese Breakfast. Yeah. But she's such a good writer, and it's about her growing up Asian in America, yeah, and being picked on, and her parents,
that's
mom dying,
title,
and it's really good. It's really, really good. I'm halfway
through.
I do
love an H Mart. They have one in Arcadia.
Yeah.
And they're really fun markets to go to.
But yeah, but this is on the New York Times bestseller list for a year.
Wow. Whoa, that's incredible.
I know. It's really good.
That sounds good.
Yep.
Well, heroes of the week. First of all, there is a pic of Dolly Parton smoking a blunt with Willie Nelson at Dollywood that's going around. So
it's going around.
Good for her. They're on a golf cart driving around Dollywood. Amazing. And smoking a blunt. And then I found this yesterday on Twitter. This old woman is being interviewed by someone. I'm not sure who, unfortunately, so I can't really cite. But she's basically talking about how she's happy her husband died. Yeah, play the clip.
Something in your life you still can't believe happened.
The airplane crash.
Say more. You were in a crash?
No. I fell in love with a man and couldn't have him because I was married. 3 years later, I got a telephone call. This is Cabin Airlines. Your husband just died in a crash. And so I was able to marry my beloved 3 months later.
Oh, my goodness. What's something in your life?
God.
She was married and she met someone who she liked better, and then her husband died in a car, in a airplane crash, so she was able to marry the person she liked more.
Oh my God.
And she's talking about how that's the most amazing memory of her life.
Her name is Dorothy.
Can you imagine being her husband, up in heaven, be like, fuck this bitch.
That's amazing that she just said it out loud.
The gumption
fuck it
of this woman. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Being like, what an incredible.
You know, she waited 3 months.
Yeah. Manifesting
that ain't nothing.
Queen. Yeah. That ain't nothing. Anyways, that is it for this week. Happy holidays, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining the Patreon. We will be restarting the mailbag next week after
next
the
week.
Holidays.
We got a lot of voicemails.
Good, good, good. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stetton.
And that's all, folks. Bye.
Bye. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. Bimbo News. All the news you can handle. Bimbo News. So tune in to this channel. Bimbo News. Everything you want to know about recent news and TV shows. Bimbo News. Powered by Acast.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.